on the Sound of Los Angeles Records, the music of Shalimar from the Friends LP, especially for Chrissy and also our friends as well, who we mentioned a little earlier on. That's the one called Playing to Win. Thanks very much for dropping us a line and also the letters we received off here over the recent months. Thanks very much, Chris. Right, a few thank yous to different people coming up after this.
The music, the hunger sounds that live ahead. Check it out, tune in, turn on. Dynamite.
17 after 5, and as I mentioned, a few thanks to different people who in fact have helped us over the recent months, and there's quite a few people involved. If I forget anybody, my apologies, okay? First of all, we'd like to thank Andy Davis very much for all the help he's gave us building his transmitters, and also doing several things for us. He's done a lot for us, Andy, in building and also repairing the transmitters. Thanks very much to Rick Dane, who supplied us with a very vital piece of equipment, which I'm sure he'd rather we didn't say what it was, but thanks very much to Eric anyway, if he's listening at the moment. Good afternoon to you. Thanks very much to Davey Cole. He's the gentleman who supplied us with a mailing address and also supplied us with the stickers as well, which we still haven't paid him for. So thanks very much to Davey Cole. Also to Peter for a location, and also to... what's a name? I've forgotten a name now. I'll remember it in a minute. Anyway, thanks to everybody who's given us the help over the recent months. And I'll just play this next record and try and think of a few more people. I'm sure there's a lot more we've got to thank. Together though, the title track from the album that reached number one in America, it's called Private Eyes. Right, back to those thank yous. We mentioned Andy Davis, Rick Dane, and also Peter. And we'd also like to thank Barbara as well for the location as well. Also Huggy Bear, good afternoon to Huggy, who gave us a great deal of help a couple of months back And also say hello to his wife, Anne, as well, who's expecting the baby very shortly. And also to Helen, our receptionist, for answering the phone and writing the letters and doing all the sort of paperwork and everything. Big thanks to Helen. And who else have we got to mention? Mention Davy Cole, haven't I? There's so many people that have given us assistance over the few months, and we just don't want to forget anybody. So what I'll do is I'll just sort of keep trying to mention, think about people and sort of give them a mention in between records. So for all those people I've just mentioned, I'll play this next record for you. Oh, also, hi to Mike Stand as well. He's probably in France at the moment, but thanks to Mike anyway, because he's lent us some equipment as well.
Good afternoon. Give me a ho if you got your funky bus fare. Down the street, moving dirty, there's so kind of shuffle your feet. Get on the bus, pay your fare, then tell the driver that you're going to a double dutch affair. In my full cup, well I'll be darned, here it comes, the double dutch bus is on the street. You better keep off the cup, move your bus fare, transpass, that's the way my money lasts. Ain't got no car to get around, when I go to work, I gotta go downtown. I miss my train, that's a double shame. When I'm running late, no streets to blame. If you got a plan, you know I'm right. You got a special man, well I can understand. Uptown, downtown, everybody's getting down. Say uptown, say downtown. Well, I miss my bus, I know I'm late. I gotta do something I know I hate. I'm gonna walk to work, 50 bucks already got a hole in the fox, go ahead and laugh. That's okay, of course, but I really wanna say I got bad. Hurt. Top it off, I think for work. Let me tell you what I say when I'm dealing with a funky sidewalk. Let me show you how I walk when I gotta do my funky walk. Let me tell you what I say when I'm dealing with a funky sidewalk. I say, sugar.
Frankie Smith and a double A-side single re-released from, must be the best part of 18 months ago. And that's a track there called Double Dutch Bus. Paul Kay's arrived, he's going to be having a few words to you in a minute or two. And we've also got quite a few more letters to read out in the next 34 minutes or so. So if you've written in, stay tuned for that one, okay? We promise to do it for you. There's a letter from 35 Kingston Drive, Connorsky D-side in Clwyd. And it's from a gentleman called Les Monk. Good afternoon to you, Les. Thanks very much for dropping us a line, in fact. And Les usually writes to Paul. As you probably know, Paul's not here anymore. Well, he is at the moment, but he hasn't been for a while. And he says, "Dear John, sorry to hear you've decided to call it a day with Alpine, but that's the way it goes. By the way, could you please play either Dancing the Night Away by Vogue, or if possible, A Lover's Holiday by Change on Wednesday the 19th of May between 5 and 6 o'clock if possible. Anyway, all the best in the future, and let's cheers from Les Monk. That's a record you've asked for, Les. It's Change and A Lover's Holiday. To Laz, thanks very much for dropping us a line, Laz. 35 Kingston Drive, Connors Key Clewitt. Thanks very much once again. That's James for you. And a lover's holiday. On to another letter from Dave Hughes, who's dropped us a line. And Dave wants some warning so he can record it, you see. So you got your finger on the button, Dave? Right, you're ready. A letter from 20 Clawton Drive, Filton Wallasey, Merseyside, from Dave Hughes. And he says, Dear John James, he says, I'm sorry to hear that you're finishing and also closing Radio Alpine Down. The last time I was in touch with the station was a phone-in you had around about 4.5 weeks ago. And it's a long time since I've written in, because, anyway, I was wondering if you could give me a mention on your show on Wednesday between 5.30 and 6 o'clock, if possible. Because since I did last write into you, I found myself a job, and I work until 5 o'clock approximately in the afternoons. So if your station is still on between 5 and 6, the above-mentioned time will do fine for me. And I'll record it, so give me a chance, okay? So I can't think of much to say, so I'll just be saying all the best in the future to you, and also Paul K as well. And hopefully one day in the future, you'll start something else up. Anyway, that's about it for now. See you soon. Yours faithfully, from Dave Hughes. And he says, P.S. I've enclosed a stamped addressed envelope, and I was wondering if you could send me some car stickers and any other information that you might have on your station. And if possible, if you're in the Wallasey area, then drop them in yourself. I'd like to see what the face was like that actually fits the voice. Thanks a lot, John. And once again, that's from Davey Hughes. Thanks very much, Dave, for a nice letter. It's much appreciated. I'm traveling around the Wallasey area. I might call in to see you sometime. Huh? 5.32, Wednesday afternoon, the 19th of May. It's John James on the final hour, and also a bit of Paul K in a minute or two. On this Wednesday afternoon till 6 tonight. Good afternoon. Thought we'd have a touch of cool in the gang now, from the Something Special LP.
Time when you feel real nice.
It's called Take My Heart. You can have it if you want it.
You really appreciate it.
You want it.
Pretty little boy, Paul. That's James Taylor, Kill and the Gang there from the Something Special LP. And in fact, I was playing that one on the first week of broadcast from the LP. Great record, that one. 24 away from 6, and we're into the last 24 minutes. Special guest, say hello.
Hello.
Paul's with us. Yes, he is. Time to put the guy on a spot, you see. We're going to ask him a few questions in a second or two, when in fact he's put his coffee down. How's the job going, anyway?
Fine. Say hello to the boss if he's listening.
Creep, creep, creep.
Think the boss will be listening?
Yeah, probably.
Right. If you've been listening today, you'll have heard all these letters that we've been receiving today. I think I've already read about 25 out this afternoon. I've got about another 5 or 6 to go as well. And a lot of people keep saying to me, and, well, you as well, just us in general, are we coming back? Well?
in a word, no, not at the moment. Somewhere.
What about weekends? Because I mentioned this afternoon, in fact. Get closer.
Well, the thing is, you see, with me working all week, I'm pretty much knackered at the end of the week.
Well, that's what I said. I said, you know, with me working in the evenings, I'm not so much bothered, you see, but...
It'd be nice to start something up again, you know, but... I can't see it in a few months' time.
Well, there's a, say, about 8 or 9 weeks, because I'm going to be very busy now, so get my car sorted out before I go on holiday and everything else. And you've got a set routine.
You're going to Spain, aren't you, somewhere?
No,
France.
South of France.
That's right.
Yeah, to France. You know, those naughty, topless women.
Tell who's got the money around here. Oh, by the way, someone there. I've been working in Liverpool today. I think it's C4, if it's in between Bootle and... in between Bootle and
Crosby,
that's it. Yeah. What a nice area, actually. And we had the radio on there, and I heard you saying something about a gentleman writing in about... was it weekends?
Quite a few people have written in and said, is there no chance of you swapping to the weekend, you see? So I said, well, I'm prepared to do it, but it's whether you are or not. Because
that was right. Someone said money isn't everything.
That's right. Oh, it was Marie and Linda that said that.
It is when you got none.
It's money isn't everything, but it's way ahead of what comes second. Oh, he's got a new watch, have you? Listen to that. Beep, beep. I thought we were getting invaded by Daleks or something then.
That tells me it's time to go home.
Is that what it is? Yeah. So what do you reckon? I said, you know, I'm quite prepared to do it in a couple of months' time. What do you think?
Well, I'd like to, yeah, but...
We'll see how it goes.
I'll have to see how my job goes, you know, because I've got to be up at 8 o'clock in the morning.
He's cooking the moody, you. Well, listen,
I've only just knocked off now, actually. Come all the way up to see you and say hello to you folks.
Well, I haven't got long to go. I've got about another 8 letters to read.
You're doing quite well, actually, because I know on my last show, I've cracked up considerably.
Yeah. It's sort of very emotional, you know. Kidding, if you
I had to hold the tears back, I must admit.
Right, well, I tell you what, do you want to say a last goodbye and we'll get on with these men?
I'd like to thank you all very much for having us. I think Radio Alpine's been on the air for 6 or 7 months, and although it hasn't been the longest pilot radio station, I think it's been the best. And I'd like to thank everybody who's written in and supported us over the last 6 or 7 months. Thank you very much. And I hope in the not-too-distant we shall meet again. All right?
Mm-hmm. That is for both of us, eh? But the fellow who asked for it and they didn't have it with me, he's brought it with him. That's Phil Boardman.
Memories, they won't fade with me. All the things he thought. Our feelings about peace and love. People he taught. And now
That's Phil Bourbon there. Thanks to Paul for popping in for the last half hour. For the words from our sponsor there. Now that he's got plenty of money. Which reminds me, you still owe me £2. That's called Much Miss Man. 17 minutes away from 6. May the 19th, Wednesday. And 17 minutes to go. A couple more letters to read out. And we've got one from Steve Davis after this. If I get through this letter without cocking it up, I'll get a great sense of achievement because it's the worst typing I've ever seen in the whole of my life. It says, Dear John James, as this is my last ever letter, I've decided to make the most of it. She says, tell me whether it's worth leaving my Alpine stickers up. Answer, yes or no. Yes, of course it's worth leaving them up, you fool. He says, if you cannot get back any sooner, do you think that you could come back in the summer holidays? Because I know you are not going on holiday because I'm not letting you go anywhere because... You'll be on Radio Alpine entertaining your 1,002 fans, give or take 1,000. Now just one or two... it's so rubbish, this. Now just one or two people to mention, like me mum, who does not want the station to close down, and also Jimmy and our Debbie, and Donna and Janice as well, and also all the other horrible people in our class, like Pam Clark, Hilly, Joan S., Judy Skate, and also Anne Keogh as well, and me again, and also Pete Bones, Kaz, and last but not least, the old bag, the teacher. It's not very nice, is it? And if possible, could you please play Never Gonna Give You Up by Patrice Rushen, and then mix it into Sharon Brown, then mix it back into Patrice Rushen. I haven't got time for that one. Thanks anyway, Johnny, and don't forget to play the Patrice Rushen. See you again, and that's from Steve Davis. Be listening on Monday, Steve, for that request that you said you're going to give us. There's a record you've asked for anyway. 5:45, Patrice Rushen on Elektra Records. And a track from her new LP. It's called Never Gonna Give You Up. Now that was a marvellous thing to do on the last programme, wasn't it? It was a, what's called a spot the deliberate mistake. especially with Steve Davis there. Sorry about the interruption on the beginning of it. Commiserations about getting knocked out the snooker as well, Steve. It's a different one, really. Patrice Rushen there. It's called Never Gonna Give You Up. 12 minutes away from 6, 3 more letters to read out, and one from 3 Somerset Road, Wallasey, Merseyside. Dear John, sorry to hear that you're going off the air for good, and I wish you weren't, because I'll have to listen to Radio 1 again. Could you please try and come back again soon, otherwise I'll be bored at work. Could you please play Only You by Yazoo on Wednesday the 19th at 5:45, and please tell Jamie Lambert, my boyfriend, that I love him very much. Thanks a lot. And that's ta-ra for now. Lots of love from Sean Parry. P.S. Thanks very much for all the car stickers you sent me as well. That's from Sean Parry from 3 Somerset Road, Wallasey, Merseyside. Thanks very much for the letter, Sean. That's the record you've asked for. Yazoo. And only you.
Looking from the window above, it's like a story of love. Can you hear me? Came back only yesterday, moving farther away. Won't you hear me? All I needed was the love you gave. All I needed for another day. And all I ever knew.
Especially with Sean Parry and also her boyfriend Jamie Lambert, who she loves very much. Thanks for the letter, Sean, and also the nice things you've said as well. That's Yazoo there, and their latest single, bringing the time to 8 before 6 for this Wednesday afternoon, and a track there called Only You. One more letter to read out. And before we do, good afternoon to Tony Roberts, who called up to see us a little earlier on this afternoon, and also Rangers from the highest telephone pole on the Wirral as well, because he works for British Telecom. Good afternoon to Tony. Last letter for today, and the last letter for this Wednesday. It's from 3 Sycamore Avenue, Crosby, Liverpool. And it's from Polly Filler. It says, Dear John, sorry that Alpine is leaving the airwaves, but at least we've had 7 months of good afternoon listening. Please would you play Ever So Lonely by Monsoon for me? Also Helen Jones as well. And Mike Hilton, Hilt, and also Pneumonia, Ruth L, Jimmy Gyro, Steve Kane, The Lizard, Brad Blank, and also Matt Black, Phil Kay, and Helen, your telephonist. Thanks very much for cheering me up when I was in hospital, and I hope you'll be back on before too long. Bye for now, and it's love from Polly Filler. Thanks very much to Polly. Thanks to everybody who's written in. Just one more record to go after this one. That's Bob James, the theme from Taxi. Minutes away from 6 o'clock, Bob James there, from a 1978 LP called Touchdown. That's a track called Angela, also known as the theme from Taxi as well. Well, that's just about it. One more record to go, and then we'll be closing down. So let's play the close down as well, of course. Once again, thanks very much to everybody who managed to help us over the recent months, and especially to you for listening to us, and also writing and phoning in as well. We've enjoyed it, every single minute of it, otherwise we wouldn't have done it. That's all we did get out of it, enjoyment. Thanks to everybody. We've still got loads of car stickers left if you'd like to write into us. You never know, we might meet on the airwaves in another 8 or 9 weeks. We'll just have to wait and see. From Paul Kay and John James, have yourselves a nice one, won't you? We hope to see you sometime during the future. From everybody here, we'll see you again. Bye-bye. Try with a friend. 3 minutes after 6 o'clock, Wednesday afternoon, the 19th of May, 1982. Radio Alpine is now closing down. Thanks to everybody who's listened to us over the recent months. And everybody who's given us some assistance from Paul and John, once again, a big thank you to you all, especially to you, just for listening to us. We hope to meet you on the airwaves sometime in the near future. Till then, take good care of yourselves, won't you? We'll see you again. Good night. God bless and everything else. Bye-bye.
Amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career. However humble, it is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. Child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars, you have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be. And whatever your labors and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be careful. Strive to be happy. You are